Pay zone regulations require employers to report all expenses and benefits provided to employees and directors, or to members of their family or households, if they by virtue of their employment. It's not enough to report only taxable items or expenses reimbursed to employees and directors, so that expenditure paid by the company cheque or a company account with a supplier also has to be reported. The full amount of all sums paid relating to entertainment should be shown on Forms P11D, notwithstanding that these expenses will often be disallowed in the employer's tax computations. Entertainment expenses are high on the agenda for HMRC officers, even if the costs have been disallowed. That defence rarely works today if the costs were really staff or director entertaining costs for themselves and or colleagues of the same organisation. The tax costs of staff entertaining, grossed up with national insurance, can be as high as 85%, which is significantly higher than the tax disallowance cost. P11Ds are required for all directors, excluding full-time working directors with no material interest in the company. P11Ds are also required for any employer director that earns at a rate of £8,500 per annum, a figure that's not changed for many years and is unlikely to change. Director includes any person in accordance with whose instructions the directors are accustomed to act. The submission deadline is the 6th of July after the end of the tax year. Failure to submit the P11Ds and Form P11DB by the 19th of July after the end of the year will result in penalties being charged. Currently, the penalties are £300 per P11D for not submission, plus a continuing penalty of up to £60 a day. The maximum penalty currently for incorrect P11Ds is £3,000, and in practice, the revenue officers will normally try to persuade the employer to pay the tax instead, but that tax is then grossed up and becomes very expensive. The employer could refuse to pay the tax, but may then have to pay a penalty. Employers must provide each employee with a statement of information by the 6th of July as well. Employers do not have to complete P11Ds for employees to whom no expenses have been paid. Chapter 5 of the booklet 480, Non-Taxable Payments and Benefits, provides some guidance on non-reportable items such as office accommodation and supplies or exempt job-related accommodation. Potential P11D failures that we need to be aware of in terms of reviewing employer compliance includes the failure to report an expense payment or a benefit in kind, such as company cars, car fuel benefit. The failure to include VAT in the cash equivalent of the benefit, the full cost of a benefit to be reported and or taxed, includes the VAT. The failure to include all of the costs related to the provision of the benefit, a taxable staff function, would not just include the food and the drink, but it would include the VAT on cost, it would include the taxis to get to the venue, the cost of the band at the dance, or what have you. Another common failure is the list price of company cars incorrectly reported, because the employer thinks it's the second-hand price or the price paid for the car. It's not. It's the list price. Home-to-work mileage reimbursement, where it's not recognised that home-to-work is not allowable unless work is a temporary workplace. Staff entertaining work in lunches, mentioned earlier, taxable in most cases. The cost of personal mobile and home telephone rental, which is taxable and liable to national insurance, and any other personal expenses or costs that might be liable to tax and national insurance. While still on the subject of P11Ds, the completion is quite a time-consuming task, but it can be made easier by removing some business expense payments and or benefits from the reporting chain by using a P11D dispensation. A dispensation is a notice of nil liability, granted by virtue of Section 65 ITPA and issued by an officer of the board. Normally it's the employer's pay zone tax office or the area compliance office with which it's linked. The employer has to satisfy the officer that the expenses paid or reimbursed would be matched by a deduction that the business expenses, and the dispensation should cover business travel and subsistence, business entertaining, business telephone calls and professional subscriptions. Plus there might be other specific items relevant to that business, such as in a hotel or restaurant business, the cost of laundry for uniforms. There's a P11DX dispensation application form that could be used to apply, or my preference would be to write a letter setting out the full circumstances, providing a copy of the standard expense claim and perhaps a mileage form, confirming that nobody authorises their own expenses and that the expenses are genuine business expenses. HMRC shouldn't use the dispensation application as an excuse to carry out an inspection or an audit. However, my advice is to consider the items to be included and the controls in place before applying for that dispensation. It's always sensible to carry out your own pre-application review procedures. If you're satisfied that good controls exist, that only bona fide business expenses are claimed and that deduction would be obtainable, why not submit an application for a dispensation? A dispensation can be backdated for up to 12 months for the year under review. It's worthwhile looking at it. The point is, the dispensation will reduce the reporting requirement, and perhaps when the revenue calls, it won't be, oh no, what am I going to do about Simon's expenses?